is what it has been called crazy and unmet. Sometimes the comments come from his admirers who at least respect Larkin's perseverance. The evangelical Christian preacher has walked more than 60,000 kilometers with a 3.5-meter cross on his back. The journey has taken Larkin to stories of war zones that led to encounters with noted figures, from Pope John Paul II to the late Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Plus, it began his career as a youth minister on Hollywood's Sunset Strip as the center of the 1960s splatter culture. He ran a Christian coffee house adorned with a large cross and says he came to understand the power of the symbol. He began carrying the cross on the streets of Hollywood and felt a calling to take it across the country.
And so, Christmas 1969, I took the cross on my shoulder and started walking from L.A. to New York, down to Washington. And that actually began a journey that was to continue from the time I made the cross until I finished. It was a 40-year journey.
Larkin says he has walked through 315 nations, island groups, and territories. He was arrested 2 dozen times and passed 2 scores of war zones. He surmounted obstacles to get into closed countries, receiving permission to visit North Korea in 1998 for the inspections of a cross and his mother. A decade earlier, he took the cross into Saudi Arabia, crossing the border briefly in the middle of the desert from the United Arab Emirates. Larkin, who made the journey in segments, was often accompanied on the trip by his wife and some of his 7 children. Larkin says that by and large, people have welcomed him.
The world has been open all over the world. I've carried across Iraq, Iran, Sudan, Somalia.
And the list goes on. Larkin has braved the elements and said he once escaped the Mexican firing squad in war-torn Nicaragua.
I mean, it is a miracle that I'm still alive today, and that my wife is alive, and that my children, 7 children, who've been in wars, who've been in battlefields, and I have carried the cross publicly.
Larkin's unlikely story is told in a film called The Cross, which is made up of newsreel footage, personal videos, and dramatic reenactments. Matt Krauss, the filmmaker who produces feature pictures with religious themes, directed the film about Larkin's pilgrimage. Krauss's parents founded the Evangelical Christian Trinity Broadcast Network, a worldwide network based in California. The family has known Larkin for years, and Krauss says he realized the story produced a wider audience.
What's interesting about this story is that someone would have the confidence to listen to that inner voice that would say, go from here to here, and he would enter a country sometimes with $50 in his pocket before cell phones, and know he was going to be there for 3 months. You got to have some serious confidence in what you're doing to think that you could even survive that.
Larkin now lives in Colorado. He returned to Hollywood, the place where his travels started, for the opening of the film at the famous Grauman's Chinese Theater, March 24th. He says his 4-decade journey has come full circle.
I've walked in the market of the world, I've walked in the desert, in the jungle, and I've walked through the big cities and through the traffic, and now it's actually a walk into Hollywood.
The itinerant evangelist says many people he has met have not fully understood him, but have welcomed him all the same.
They know this is about God, and even though many times the religion may be different, whether it's Hindu, Buddhist, Jewish, or whatever, the people have had great respect. Well, this man is putting his life on the line. He's walking here with a smile on his face.
The cross opens March 27th at 200 theaters around the United States. Producer-director Krauss thinks it should appeal to international audiences. He writes a story about an unusual pilgrim for 40 years in the making, and is filmed in every country in the world. Michael Sullivan, VI News, Los Angeles.